Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
9:44:16 till 10. It is my honor and pleasure and privilege to introduce Deuce McAllister. We all know who he is. How you doing, Deuce?
Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I'm going to go to confession. I was out of town on Friday, so I watched the game and listened to TV broadcast. It was not the same, so I didn't get to hear what you had to say, and I would love to hear what you had to say about
the
game.
Well, all is forgiven. All is forgiven,
I was
sir.
I was geo-fenced out because it wouldn't let me listen on the Odyssey app, and I couldn't get it on the radio, so there you go.
I'm sure there are some technology savvy individuals that you could have called. You know, I won't say our age kind of probably held us back a little bit, but that's a different story. We will talk about that another time.
No, but okay? I'm telling you, because if you're out of town and you try to listen on the Odyssey app, you hear Ian Hoke saying, "I'm sorry, but you are out of the." Anyway, go ahead. What did you think about the game on Sunday?
Thought it was a good showing. It was some challenging situation when you look at it from the
weather. Wait a minute. What did you say? Our age challenges us a little? Yeah, just a bit.
I thought we were moving on from that.
No, it took a second for it to register. I think you're right. Sometimes our age does have a little bit. Not that we're ancient or anything, but it's just like these tech-savvy things. Come on, man. What are you talking about? What after streaming services? Do you have any streaming services, Deuce?
Yes, a few of them that I pay for that I don't even use. You're correct. Sir.
Don't use, and then when you try to log on to it, the damn thing is asking for your password and this and that and the other thing.
That you don't know.
Exactly. So why am I even paying for this to watch it when I got to jump through 15 different hoops? It's like, what's the football thing with the little ropes y'all would dance through? You know what I'm talking about? Jumping through? I got to go through that to watch it? Screw that. Cancel the subscription.
Just cancel it, and then you still need it because whatever you thought you were going to watch then, that's the only app that it owns. So eventually you'll be back.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, whether you want to look at it then or not.
Eventually you'll be back. That should be their phrase. That should be their catchphrase. Okay, sure, cancel us now, but eventually you'll be back. Now, let's talk about
the Saints
and what you saw. I just wanted to get back to that because I thought it was funny. Go ahead.
No problem at all. It was a challenge. And when I say it was a challenge, it was just because of what you were up against, not only playing a really good football team, but from the weather aspect of it, didn't make it any easier. And so for them to be able to go out there and come away successful, got a lot of guys that stepped up. And, you know, for this team, really, as they evaluate and try to see, hey, who can be a part of what we're trying to build going forward. I think you had a lot of young guys and older guys step up and say that they want to be a part of it. You know, and I get there's a fraction of people that think that it should be all about draft positioning and putting yourself in the best position to draft players, you know, earlier per se. But here's what you have to remember. This team is still trying to identify and figure out if they have a quarterback and guys going forward. So if you lose all of your games when Tyler is starting, you know, obviously we know the couple of that he had won prior to Sunday, then does that give you the confidence that you have a quarterback that can you know, help you win games going forward into next year? I don't know if that's the case. So for them to have some success, not to saying that I'm anointing Tyler as the franchise guy, but at least it gives you confidence to say, hey, we know that we have something in the quarterback. Let's focus on position X, Y, Z now, because that one we think we have a guy, you know, and you still need to see a little bit more from him, but he's taken the right steps to show you that he can do it.
I'm just a fan, okay? I'm no Deuce McAllister, but from what I saw of the game, it made me feel as though we got us a quarterback. Thoughts?
That's possible.
Okay.
That's possible. I mean, he is doing what it takes to win games. You know, and so he'll tell you there's still mistakes. There's still things that he needs to do a little bit better. There's still things that he can clean up. But you won. That's ultimately what it's about.
What does that
you
say about
put
the
up 300?
Go ahead.
No, you can put up 300 yards passing and throw for four touchdowns and lose. And do you say, well, you know, it wasn't the quarterback's fault, or the quarterback threw three interceptions and that's ultimately why you lost? You know, and so you find a way to win, and the quarterback plays a factor into that. You can't just deny it and say, well, his numbers weren't great. The ultimate goal is to win, and that's what you did.
For this team and the position they are, and for everybody to play as hard as they did, made me proud to be a Saints fan. Let me put it that way.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, because you can look at some teams and you can look at the body language, you can look at the effort, and you can say, this team or this player specifically has mailed it in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they've mailed it in. And so that is not the case with the Saints team, you know, and I may fuss and gripe about the effort, you know, on a play or two, but when you look at overall, whether it's a series or multiple drives, I think the effort is definitely there. You know, maybe the execution in what it needs to be for it to be successful, but the effort is there.
Would it be beyond the realm of possibility for the Saints? You know, I know you want to win the game, but to put Tyler Shuck in positions, maybe it might not be most advantageous to win the game, but just see what he does under these different situations and circumstances. I would, but it might be stupid.
No, I mean, anytime that you get to go out and line up and play, that may be a situation that you don't get going forward. I mean, you know, they didn't call a ton of read option plays with Tyler, you know, earlier in the year, you know, when he was playing. Those were plays maybe Taysom got the bulk of those situations. Now you're calling those plays with him. And so I think that's just a little different. There was a situation where in the red zone, you know, it's normally been a situation where you would put Taysom in at quarterback, or you would say, hey, you know, Tyler, we're not going to throw the football in this red zone area. You're giving him more freedom, more leeway to be able to do things that you hadn't seen him do. My complaint was, hey, first drive, first quarter, you're probably playing a little bit too conservative. First play of the game, they throw a deep ball, mm-hmm. and it should have been a pass interference, you know. And so second play of the game, they throw a deep end. Those were things that you were not seeing in the first quarter. So they are saying, hey, we trust you. We're going to call plays that we feel like not necessarily that you can't run, but normally these are plays that we've been calling after 3-4 series instead of series number one.
And that's what I'm talking about, where it's like, you know what, maybe this isn't the safest thing or the best thing, but let's see what he's got, because what about other positions, Deuce, besides quarterback, that defensive backfield perhaps? Stutzman?
Well, I think every position you still evaluate. You're still looking and say, hey, can we get a little better here? Is this a position that we need to draft and or bring in a free agent in? And so that's really every position, you know, across the board. Just because, not that you may have a need, but you always want to introduce competition. I need to be able to bring in competition now, whether that competition is a first-round player or whether that competition becomes a free agent player. Every player or every position across the board, they have to be evaluating and kind of looking at, you know, and saying, hey, we've got to get a little bit better here, whether he's a day one starter or whether he's a rotational guy.
You like our chances against the Panthers?
I like your chances. I mean, I think, you know, for the Saints, every game is an opportunity to go out there and kind of prove and show that you belong. You're going to get the best effort from the Panthers. They're coming off of a bye week. You beat them at home. They're in the race to kind of qualify for the playoffs. So just because you beat them earlier, don't think that they're going to come and lay down. And so it's going to be a tough matchup, and you've got to create some turnovers and, you know, involve that home crowd, involve who that nation. They want to cheer for you, but you got to give them something good to cheer for.
Amen. Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate you as always. And real quick, and this got nothing to do with football. I'm hitting behind the ball. What am I doing here? Do you know? Chunking it.
You're swing plane. You're playing. You're too steep, sir.
Too steep, meaning I'd flatten it out a little bit?
Well, no, you got to drop your elbow.
Okay. I'll try it. Thank you, Deuce.
No problem.
Bill me at the pro shop. Deuce McAllister, WWL Saints color analyst, former Saints running back, had a tuck the elbow, right? Drop the elbow. We'll find out what Newell's got planned when we come back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.